Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the board meeting conference call. At this time, we have all participants in a listen-only or muted mode, and then later we will have time for public comment. If you need assistance during the call, you may press star and then zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, the conference is being recorded, and I'll now turn the meeting over to our host, Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Lori. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome all to the November 19th, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two during these past months, but today we do have business we need to consider. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's November 13, 2020 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12th of this year, we're conducting this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means members of the public may listen to the entire meeting and, if they wish, talk to us during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, just note that the meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and added to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Good morning. Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Thank you very much. We have four members, more than a quorum. There are no announcements today. The next item is public comments, and this is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appears on today's agenda. Our operator, Lori, would you come on the line at this time and tell people how they can log a request to make a comment?
Yes, if you'd like to join the queue for public comment, you may press 1, then 0 on the telephone keypad. You may withdraw your comment at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. And if you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Again, for public comment, you would press 1 and then 0 on the telephone keypad.
Lori, do you have any takers?
We have no one in the queue so far.
Okay, let's give it another minute.
Reminder again, if you'd like to queue up for comment, you may press 1, then 0 on the telephone keypad.
Still no one in your queue?
No one is queuing up so far.
Okay. We'll give it another 30 seconds.
And I have no one queuing up at this time.
Okay, thank you very much, Lori. So we'll move on then to the approval of the minutes from the November 5th, 2020 regular board meeting. On this agenda is Member Palavos moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Member Van Wee says she's the second. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, we have a motion to adopt the minutes. And a second, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed say no.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. All right, we have four voting yes. The minutes are approved. And now we move to the agenda for today. The first rulemaking is R21-6, Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
This draft order withdraws amendments proposed but never published in the Illinois Register and dismisses this docket because no U.S. EPA action during the first half of 2020 requires board identical in substance rulemaking. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next rulemaking is R20-18, a second notice, opinion, and order. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pursuant to the requirements of new Section 9.16N of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act, on December 17th of 2019, the Illinois EPA submitted proposed rules to monitor ambient air levels of ethylene oxide throughout the state for 6 months. On January 16th of 2020, the board issued the proposed language without comment for first notice. The board held two public hearings, one on June 25th in Chicago and one September 10th, both in 2020, in Springfield. Each hearing was also held by web conference, and parties were able to participate via WebEx. The Illinois EPA pre-filed the testimony of David Bloomberg, and the board asked pre-filed questions and follow-up questions at hearing. As part of the board's pre-filed questions, the board suggested some changes to the proposed rule language. In several areas, the Illinois EPA did not oppose the changes. In a few, however, including requiring 12 months of monitoring versus 6 months, the Illinois EPA provided sufficient reasoning to reject those board-proposed changes. The Illinois EPA's final comments reiterated its testimony position. In this order, the board proposes second notice changes in line with the answers and recommendations of the Illinois EPA. This rule will sunset after 24 months. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. We have neither adjusted standards nor administrative citations, so the next item on the agenda would be the adjudicatory cases. The first is PCB 21-3, and I would move that we, if there's no objection, I'd like to move the PCB 21-3 and PCB 21-5 together. Any objection? Hearing none. Both of these matters involve the same party, Sri Kuber Incorporated as petitioner, IEPA as respondent. Sri Kuber is the owner of an underground storage tank at a gas station in Champaign. Sri Kuber filed a request for reimbursement from the underground storage tax fund, as well as a 45-day corrective action completion report, both of which were subsequently denied by IEPA. On August 13th of this year, Sri Kuber filed petitions with the board to appeal both the denial of reimbursement from the fund as well as denial of the corrective action completion report. These two orders accept the petitions for appeal. I move the adoption of these two orders. Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it. The order is adopted. Next is PCB 2122. It's a petition for tax certification, and it's on my docket. On September 18, 2020, IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify two specified facilities of Zenith Energy Terminals in Joliet as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. IEPA also recommended that the board not certify a third facility at the Zenith site. After the board's technical unit review, this order grants tax certification to the two water pollution control facilities and denies tax certification to the third. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. The next items are PCB 2131, 2132, and 2134. And if there's no objection, I'd like to move these three matters on the agenda jointly. No objection. On October 27th and November 6th, IEPA filed these three recommendations that the board certifies specified facilities of Kip Harms Farm in Livingston County, Stacy Muller's Farm in Henry County, and Wynn Productions Farm in Scott County as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. The board's technical unit reviewed the recommendation and agreed with it. This order then grants tax certification to the requested livestock waste management facilities for all three sites. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk, I move the adoption of the orders. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Seconded by Member Santos, sorry.
I'm sorry. Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Okay, we again have a unanimous vote, 4 voting yes. The orders are approved. And unless somebody has other items, I think we're ready to adjourn. Is there anybody who has anything to raise with us? And if not, then Member Palavos moves we adjourn, seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion, Clerk Brown? Please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have a unanimous roll call. Motion is approved. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, all of you, for your time and attention.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
Bye. Have a great holiday.
Yeah. Bye. Do our best. Bye. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our teleconference for today. We thank you for using AT&T conferencing service. You may now disconnect.